I'm sitting in the lobby of the Sheraton Hotel near Hyde Park, and the reason I'm sitting here is that they have free Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi situation in Sydney is not great. The hotel Wi-Fi is expensive and not very stable, and it's really difficult to find any sort of free Wi-Fi around the city at all. McDonald's has, of course, as they have almost everywhere, but other than that, not a lot. The thing that strikes me about the data situation in Australia is that you pay by the amount of megabytes that you use, which I found really strange and unusual, because we're used to paying for time or speed, but not for download amounts. So it means that when I wanted to have Wi-Fi at the hotel, I could choose to have for 1 day, for 2 days, for 5 days, but there was a download cap on all of those options. And the download cap is set at such a level that one Skype conversation without video would kill a day of your download time. Or you could choose per hour, and then you had no download limit on it. But the per hour rate was quite expensive. I think I paid for 10 hours something like $70, Australian dollars. And I think that that's one of the things that will change. And I think that when it changes, it will dramatically change the way people use mobile internet. One of the behavior changers with the introduction of uncapped broadband to homes in most of Europe was the ability to have it on all the time, which meant that people weren't continuously thinking about the money that they were spending, and which meant, of course, that you couldn't look at TV online, you couldn't listen to radio online. Things like Spotify were easy to use, and that changed the way people used the internet. Over here on mobile, you couldn't use Spotify; it would be impossibly expensive. The ability to download video, which is one of the huge things in the rest of the developed world anyway, and in a lot of the other places around the world, would here be an impossibility. And so what then happens as people start to use things like the iPad, when they start to use mobile platforms with better screens, but not only to download stuff, but to upload stuff? I think that when that happens, that will be a game changer for the industry, and I'm surprised, and I just don't know, maybe they are, but I think that the Australian advertising agencies and the consumers in general should really be pushing hard, lobbying hard for access that is not paid by megabit, but paid for by time. We shall see.